Well, the United States, amongst a number of international partners, are concerned that what's happening on the African continent at the moment is that juntas keep just extending their tenure following coups. So Gabon, as you mentioned, is the most recent coup, just 6 months old. So the US is putting a lot of pressure to focus the junta's attention, but it needs to define a very clear-cut timetable and return to constitutional rule. So I'm not surprised by the statement out of Washington at all. It's consistent with Washington's concern that there is an example of a quicker transition back to constitutional rule in Gabon than what we're seeing in West Africa currently.
While, you know, the Sahel's junta leaders of Burkina Faso, Niger, Guinea and Mali have kind of largely isolated themselves from regional organizations like the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, Nguema has sought out a wide array of partners and called on them to readmit Gabon to global institutions. Will his approach work?
Some of these juntas are trying to re-engage. The Guinea junta had, for example, been arguing that it should, you know, that it had a transition process, but they have just dissolved the government, the administration there, and so I think this puts focus on Nguema and Gabon in particular, that the coup was seen as a bit different from some of the Sahelian juntas, and that there was an opportunity to ensure a much tighter time frame for return to constitutional rule. I think Washington would like to see a year, and we're already 6 months into that process already, hence I think the timing of the statement now.
Nguema is repeatedly arguing that his actions will preserve and improve the country's democracy, reorganizing institutions in order to make them more democratic and more in line with international standards. Are those enough for him to be accepted by the international community?
Look, the international community, the United States in particular, are looking for a clear definition of timetable for a return to constitutional rule. What Nguema is doing in Gabon reminds me a bit of what's been happening in Guinea in West Africa, where the junta there also said that it was going to restructure institutions, do a census, rebuild things, and it negotiated a timetable for return to constitutional rule with multi-party elections. But as some of your listeners will be aware, within Guinea, the transitional government there has been suspended by the junta, and we don't know where that's going. So there's real alarm in Washington that men in uniform, putschists, once they get into power, find all sorts of reasons to delay their departure. Hence, I think, the timing of the pressure on Nguema and the military in Gabon at the moment, that they really need to clearly define their exit strategy.
And lastly, Alex, regarding Gabon, I'm just curious. There have been multiple coups over the past 3 years in Africa's former French colonies. Why so many coups, like in Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, Chad, Niger, Tunisia, and now Gabon?
Yeah, I mean, there have been attempted coups in Anglophone countries also, and possibly in Lusophone, so not exclusive to the Francophone Africa. But I do think that something that they all have in similarity are weaker institutions. Not all coups are the same. The Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali coups are a bit different from Guinea and Gabon, which were responses to blocked electoral processes, basically. I fear, though, that the countries most vulnerable for coups in 2024 will be those with weak institutions, especially those that have had experience of coups in the past. And the uncertainty in Guinea over the last couple of days, I think, is an indicator of the fragility of these junta regimes.